He was called the Sultan of Shock, the Guru of Gore. Wes Craven directed dozens of now classic horror movies, including A Nightmare on Elm Street and all of the Scream films. Wes Craven died last night at the age of 76. He had suffered from brain cancer. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
Hello?
Scream from 1996 is an expert parody of horror movies, filled with inside jokes like the girl alone in the house who gets a phone call that's coming from closer than she thinks. Writer Kevin Williamson made it funny. Director Wes Craven made it scary.
I am 2 seconds away from calling the police.
They'd never make it in time. We're out in the middle of nowhere.
What do you want?
To see what your insides look like.
One of Wes Craven's gifts was making his actors believable, even in a movie as silly as Scream. He told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1997 that he stayed up all night with Drew Barrymore, talking about very personal things.
Her extreme connection to animals, for instance, that I was able to use.
He used that in a scene where the killer attacks her through a window.
She and I were talking about what was happening to a puppy in a news article about somebody who had tortured a dog. You know, so there's all sorts of tricks. You just try to find, you know, the commensurate place in their subconscious.
That scene took a week to shoot.
Barrymore remembered filming that scene in a 2009 NPR interview.
I've never, ever, ever had to cry that much and be hyperventilating and fear-ridden. And to be in that state for 5 days was a total blast.
Audiences had a blast releasing their inner fears in the safety of a darkened theater. An improbable career for a guy born to a fundamentalist Baptist family in Ohio, the type that rejected popular culture. No movies, dancing, or comic books. Wes Craven studied philosophy, taught literature, and became enthralled by art house movies like those of Swedish director Ingmar Bergman. In fact, Craven based his first horror movie, The Last House on the Left, on a Bergman film about a young girl who's raped and murdered. Her family takes revenge.
The notion was to do something that was completely anti-establishment and completely non-Hollywood.
It was 1972. The Vietnam War was at its height. Craven was hanging out with a bunch of documentary filmmakers. He wanted to make something brutal and unflinching about violence and morality.
You know, it was incredibly personal. It did not cut away. The victims did not often die quickly. They quite often would beg for mercy. You know, all of those horribly unpleasant moments in actual violence.
Craven had a knack for psychological horror that he picked up in part from studying theater of the absurd. He'd pick away at the idea of consciousness and control.
I'm having these dreams, and I'm scared.
A Nightmare on Elm Street was one of those horror movies that defined a generation and redefined the genre. In the 1984 movie, a group of teenagers are stalked in their sleep by a terrifying supernatural killer.
He's burned and melted. And he's always trying to attack me with these
knives on his fingers.
Freddy Krueger, said his creator, was a reflection of Wes Craven's innermost fears. In this case, he said, of his own father.
Not that my father chased me around with a glove full of knives, but it was just like, to me, he was a scary person. He was not around a great deal, and he had a sharp anger, bad temper, and I remember being quite afraid of him.
Wes Craven said myths were his stock in trade. He broke down the rules of how people are supposed to behave and explored the extremes to which we can go. And here's a little more incongruity. Craven's hardcore fans might be surprised to know the director was also a bird lover. For many years, Wes Craven served on the Audubon California Board of Directors. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.